do you want?
So Tim was, it's Timothy Olmsted, Tim Olmsted, and he's a dear friend of mine, and he's actually the, we have this tiny little board, Pema Chodron Foundation. Tim is in the exalted position of president.
He could come here. Tim?
This is fine. So we have competing presidents here.
Ooh.
Not really, I'm joking. And so the Tim's interest in the Pema Chodron Foundation is that he was director of the Abbey for 3 years. And so monasticism and the Abbey have a lot of meaning to him. And one of the other members of the tiny little board is another former director, still wanting the place to thrive and move forward. And so we founded the Pema Chodron Foundation with Chabal International's blessing just this year. And it's primarily a way to, at this point, it's to support, we say, my work, whatever that may be. And currently the primary thing is to try to establish an endowment for the monastery, so that as I teach less and there's less royalties from books and so forth, which have been supporting the monastery, that there's a still a dependable source of revenue for the monks and nuns. So, Timothy, I turn it over to you.
So, Pema's just told you a little bit about the Pema Chodron Foundation itself.
Stand up.
Rise up. Rise up.
So, Pema has just told you a little bit about the Pema Chodron Foundation itself. But, of course, as she also suggested, the Pema Chodron Foundation at this point is directly related to furthering Pema's work, and particularly the work and the activity of Gampu Abbey. So nearly all of you know some about Pema, but I'd like to say just a couple of words about Gampu Abbey so that you can connect the dots and understand what we're doing with the Pema Chodron Foundation. As both Richard and Pema suggested at the beginning of the program, the stakes are extremely high, more so than ever. And at Gampu Abbey, the monks, nuns, and lay people that live at Gampu Abbey have made a commitment to take on this training that Richard and Pema are talking about in these last days, to take on this training in such a way that they fully embody the mind, the wisdom, and the skill to rise to the challenge. So the monastic tradition is a very noble, ancient, but very dynamic tradition for people to really understand and embody the intelligence, the openness, intelligence, and warmth that Pema has been talking about. From the point of view of Gampu Abbey, we could say in some ways that the openness is grounded in their meditation practice that the community engages in for 4 hours every day. The intelligence is related, you could say, to the intense study that the entire community undertakes throughout the year. And the warmth, one could say, in my experience, is the sort of sweetest part of Gampu Abbey, that community life engenders a kind of, how would you say, a kind of rubbing against the deep humanity of each other, and that rub creates warmth. Pema suggested something on the first day about stepping in the shoes of others. Well, the community of Gampu Abbey is such a tight community that as often as not, you do step in the shoes of others without knowing it. But actually, the Abbey, I can say, and I can say, you know, completely honestly, is an environment where people are fully dedicated and really doing the work and really engaged in the view of the warrior bodhisattva, the full deep training to give themselves their lives to this work and to embody it personally, individually, and to share it with each other within the community. And Gampu Abbey is an extraordinarily, truly, it's an extraordinarily warm and loving community. It's just an extraordinary place. And so the reason I'm here and the reason that we've created the Pema Chodron Foundation is so that those people who have committed their time, people can go to Gampu Abbey for as little as 6 months, but those who want to stay on, we have, because it's a monastery and because monastics spend their entire time training in this work, they need to be supported. And so at Gampu Abbey, we have to, and we have made the commitment to them that those who want to stay on and do this work at Gampu Abbey, that we're committed to them for life, as they've committed to us for life. So, as Pema suggested, there will be a time that Pema's no longer here, that none of us are any longer here. We need to leave behind the means for Gampu Abbey to continue this deep training. So the Pema Chodron Foundation is just that way, that means that we've come up with, so that people can give money, no matter how large or small, or their efforts and services, such that they know that whatever they give will go to this work, exactly the way that we've talked about it, and just in the way that Richard and Pema are talking about it. It will go to that work, and only that work, and will go there as long as Gampu Abbey exists, as long as the circumstance for this monastic tradition to go on in the West. It's in many ways, Gampu Abbey has been there for 20 years, and in many ways the monastic life, the tradition, is an experiment in the West. Gampu Abbey is not the only monastery, but it was the first and it's the largest monastery, and I must say it's been incredibly successful. But it is an experiment, and we need your help to create the circumstances and the causes and conditions for that to go on into the future. So I also wanted to say that that I'll be somewhere. What kind of room am I? Back there. So if any of you, and I'll also have the little pictures, amateur pictures in my computer of Gampu Abbey. So I'll be there after the talk today to talk to any of you who are interested, give you information or answer any questions you might have. But also I wanted to say that right now, and this program is a benefit for Gampu Abbey in part, and what I'm talking about right now is Gampu Abbey, but tomorrow afternoon, there'll be a fundraiser, a part of which Gampu Abbey will be the benefactor of, but for the larger Shambhala Mountain community in general. So thank you very much.
So let's end for the morning. And the talking will begin, for better or worse. And whereas the pausing practice is a lifetime practice and was ideally suited to working with the silence, but is also suited to life in general. Definitely, the working with emotions practice, you get more and more material when the talking begins. So in case you were having trouble coming up with an irritation. And now, as long as space endures, as long as there are beings to be found, may I continue likewise to remain, to drive away the sorrows of the world.